Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
It's ready to go when you are.
Okay. I'm ready now. Unless I put one in.
Are you ready?
Dang it.
Skim. Thanks to Raycon Wireless Earbuds for supporting Skim. Raycon Earbuds start about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. I have a pair of those and they're really rad.
I know, you like them a lot.
I know, and you want a pair, but you don't get one. Okay. hey, everybody, welcome to Skim. I'm Scott, and that's Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. Why have we taken so long to do a new show? What's our problem?
I really don't have a good answer. It's just, it has felt super crazy and weird, which I think it has for everybody.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like we haven't been doing a lot. So there's not a good balance between that.
Plus, the time is compressed. It's just like...
That's
the last episode we did was in April, and I thought when I was getting ready to do this today, I thought, oh, well, we did one like, what, 2 weeks ago or something? No.
No.
Not even close. Did you see the cat?
I hear the cat.
All right, so there's a couple things going on here. So
I was going to say stray cat, but it's not a stray cat.
The Brian Setzer Orchestra, or stray cats. No, there's a stray cat. He's not a stray. He's
there's
owned
a neighbor's
by that guy.
Cat.
There's this British guy named Tom.
He just moved here a month ago?
Yeah, from...
A couple months ago?
From the UK.
From outside
That's
of London.
That's the United Kingdom.
United K?
United K. It's my favorite cereal.
My United Aunt K?
Your Aunt K. Without the hump. Just kidding. All right, anyway.
You're going
to
get
She doesn't
trouble.
Listen to this. Okay. It's fine.
I don't know if she does.
Maybe she does. Anyway, so he has this cat. It's kind of cool because we live on the back end of where their townhome is. And he built a ramp and a little cat door for it to kind of come and go as it pleases. But I guess they...
It was missing
He didn't
last
come
night.
Back last night. But he's been here rubbing himself all over our stuff.
There's fur everywhere.
I mean, look at that blowing. There's fur blowing in the wind over there. Right
That's
there.
A good name for the show. Fur blowing in the wind.
It's actually not a bad title. Are there people coming?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't like...
We're sitting on our front porch.
Yeah, it's a little cold.
But we're hiding... behind all of our trees, so people really can't see us till they're right in front of our house.
Yeah, there's some little kids with a dog and
a bike.
And that's part of the reason this cat got freaked out. I actually tried to pick him up. We were going to walk him over there, and you can't see this on audio, obviously.
But starting to swell up. Dang, you've got some serious cat scratches.
Oh, all over my gut just, like, tore me up.
It just, his back paws just really got a hold of you.
But the whole point is... what was my point before? Oh, why we haven't done a show in a while. So it's been a while, not because Kim and I aren't getting along or anything like that. I had some people ask that. So
really?
Are you guys fighting and that's why there's not a show?
Oh, that makes me sad. No.
We're not fighting.
I did watch Van for 4 days in a row while Taylor and Dylan worked on their house last week.
That was a full-time reparenting.
That was a full-time. Because they stayed here also. So it was 4 days and nights.
Yeah.
or three nights,
I guess. Been tearing up carpet and putting flooring in and needed someone to watch the baby during the day all for those 4 days. And so Kim and I kind of tag-teamed that the best we could. Kim did most of it. And it was a handful.
And well, he's 16 months, so he's walking around, trying to run around, which is hilarious because he runs away from you.
It's all just jibber-jab right now, but he's learning how to talk.
But I put a little pool or a little water table in the backyard, and he loves that.
Water table. Is that what that's called?
Yeah. It's a little table that holds some water, and he can splash his hands in it. And it's.
It looks like a full-size Fisher-Price toilet is what it looks like. It does.
By the end of the day, though, the dogs have been drinking out of it, and all of his toys are in there, and it's kind of gross.
Yeah, you know.
So every night, I'd have to dump it out in the morning, clean it, and fill it again with clean water.
Dogs don't care, man. They'll drink whatever you put in front of them. So
it was a lot of fun, but really crazy. And so we planned to.
Plus the two dogs, we had to manage them. Plus I had a ton of work to do. Like, it was just this combination.
Yeah, but that's only, the last week.
We don't have a good excuse, is the bottom line.
No, it's just been. It's been a weird. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, we mean to do it more often and be less spotty with it, so count on more episodes soon. There's one guy on Twitter every day says, I'll type anything. I'll say, oh, it's a nice day out today. And he goes, it sounds like a perfect time to record a Skim episode.
Or, I'm sorry we haven't gotten one out to you.
Yeah.
I apologize.
But now they have
I don't know what else to tell you.
It's just been weird.
But I think it's been weird
time.
For everybody.
It's been a weird time. The only thing I really feel bad about is some people say that this show provides some escape from the realities of our world. And so I like to be able to give that to people. We're definitely real. Hey, I want to read you this email.
Okay.
This is from Will from Slidell, Louisiana.
I get from Will a lot. I get a lot of good recipes from him.
And I don't think we read this before, but if I'm wrong, correct me.
Okay.
It says, hey guys, love this episode. Last episode, I may wanted to ask Kim. I may have wanted to ask Kim if she has a good technique for cooking rice. I've been doing a lot of red beans and rice lately. For some reason, I was able to find about a dozen smoked ham hocks at the grocery store, and no one else was buying them here in Austin. Oh, it says Austin. That's funny. I thought they were in Slidell. Anyway, editor's note, Scott, a ham hock is the part of the ham that is at the ankle of the pig. So there isn't a whole lot of meat. I know what a ham hock is. They're telling me what a ham hock is. I know what one is.
You've eaten red beans and rice multiple times in your life.
Yeah, I've had it before. So do you have magic tricks for Will? Oh, he's just from Slidell, but he lives in Austin.
He's originally from Slidell. He sends me really good recipes.
Do you have a recommendation for how to cook rice? You just use a cooker.
I use a rice cooker.
Yeah. Is that lame?
It turns out nice and sticky.
You said that in a way it was like almost like a bad smell. Like... you're embarrassed to be using just a rice cooker.
No, I use a rice cooker because it always turns out the same.
Yeah.
I did for a very long time make it in a pot, and I don't mind that. I would say the most important thing that I do with my rice to make it good, I follow the recipe, but at the end, I turn the rice cooker or the pot completely off and get it off the heat so it never gets that crispy,
sticky bottom.
But even rice cookers on warm will overcook it at the bottom.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
Maybe has 1 minute left, I turn it completely off.
And then you kind of let it sit, right?
Yeah. Well, it can sit in a rice cooker for a couple of days without any problem.
Do you like the basmati or do you like just the good old-fashioned...
I like the basmati. I do like sticky rice, but it's very specific to wanting for rice bowls and stuff.
Yeah, sushi.
Sushi rice bowls. I don't make sushi, but I make the rice bowls with all the parts of the sushi.
Well, you should tell them what you made today. So we're watching this show on Netflix with this lady named, what was her name? Gupta Von Charlesnut, whatever it is. Whatever her name
is.
Really? I don't know what her name is. It was like making things with Shirlene or something. Whatever it is.
I'll look it up.
She's
again,
a British lady, and she makes really sensible food out of things you have around. But it ends up being very gourmet and awesome. And she made this cool egg.
So you
scramble an egg.
Scrambled eggs.
Like you're doing an omelet,
Yeah,
right?
flat in a pan.
Yeah.
And then when your eggs are cooked, you flip them over, and then you add whatever you're going to your eggs.
Which in this case, we did roast beef slices, like sliced
and
roast beef.
And some Parmesan.
And Parmesan. But the lady in the thing, Charlene...
She did mushrooms
and
olives, I want to say.
Yeah, something like that. It was like a more savory thing.
And then on top of that, she set a tortilla.
And do you put that on the cooked side or the not cooked side? Who are you waving at? Oh. Doing another lap. Oh, yeah.
Totally
we just
good. He was just here, but we tried here, to get him.
I tried to pick him up. We were going to walk him over. Yeah. He totally just, like, freaked out and clawed me and got out of here. So
he
I don't know which.
Like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes.
He was working in there.
Yeah.
He kind of, like, draped himself all over. He's so irritating.
I know. He really likes rubbing on stuff. We have a lot of his fur here. If you ever need to reproduce him from his DNA, there's a lot here.
He's been just climbing up here every 10 minutes or so. Okay. And then when he tried to pick him up, he was like,
yeah.
Happening.
If he sneaks over here again, we'll come let you know too. So, no problem. He's very nice.
Do you want to tranquilize him, he said.
Tranquilize him?
He goes,
oh, cool.
If he comes over here,
strangle
he
it.
Just runs away. Sorry.
Did they find him?
They're still looking for the cat.
Oh, he's just doing another lap to see.
He's
anyway.
Coming back.
Well, that was fun. People got to experience that.
Anyway, so you put the tortilla on top.
Put the tortilla on top of the cooked or the uncooked?
Of the cooked egg.
Because
you got to
flip it, then put the thing on it.
So I flipped it, put the roast beef, put the tortilla on top, and then you take the whole thing and flip it onto a plate and roll it up.
And roll it like a big egg roll.
So the tortilla's on the outside.
Literally an egg roll.
That's what she called it, an egg roll.
Except it's not a fried, like a...
But it's like a little bit fried on the tortilla because you've...
But fried in a different way. It's like a cooked... Like a regular egg roll is like that.
Not deep fried, just fried.
Yeah, yeah,
pan.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Pan fried.
And then,
so then
it's like this
it
great big burrito looking freaking beef,
so
cheese,
good.
And egg roll. And it was so good.
A little bit of ketchup on the side.
I loved it. I could have eaten three of those, sadly. Anyway, so what was the point? Oh, as far as the rice goes, I guess we answered his question.
This had nothing to do with rice.
Did we answer the question about rice?
Yes,
okay. I think we did. All right, I got another one here.
I would say play around with rice, though, because jasmine rice is so fantastic, but it's very loose. So it's
what
actually,
is jasmine rice?
It's just a variety of rice. It's jasmine.
It's just a really
but
cool...
But it smells amazing when it's cooking.
Improvisational style of
but
rice.
But it would be really good with red beans and rice.
Okay.
Because it's loose.
I was making a jasmine joke
I
there.
Know.
Jeff Sire. Remember Jeff Sire? We love Jeff Sire.
Jeff
wrote in, says, my kids bought me a sous vide for Christmas 2018, so he's had it for a while. So I've been using it steadily since. I agree steak is great, but the best thing I've done has been boneless, skinless chicken thighs.
Ooh.
Stuff that has a bit more fat on it seems to taste best, and I think that's why the chicken thighs are so good. I've tried different seasonings, and it's been consistently amazing. Stay safe and wash your effing hands, you savages, says Jeff, White Walker Land, north of the wall.
Love it.
Yeah.
I think my favorite, I haven't tried thighs. I've done lots of chicken breasts. I've done lots of pork, carnitas.
You're a breast girl, not a thigh girl.
That's right.
Okay.
But I haven't tried it. I love chicken thighs, so we'll have to try that.
I love a good
but
pair of thighs.
The other really good thing that mm-hmm. I sous vide was ribs, baby back ribs.
Baby back ribs.
Seal them.
I want my baby ribs.
Season them. And then if you do them for like a day and then put them in the oven afterwards
mm-hmm.
with a little sauce so it gets all sticky and like crispy on the top.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that good?
So good.
Yeah.
You had them. I made them for you.
Did I?
Yeah. It's been, well, it was in March.
Oh, March is so long
ago.
People
in May have just kind of flown by.
March feels like a billion years ago.
True. That was me too.
Okay. Here is, let's see. And oh,
for
interesting.
For some reason, chicken or baby back ribs are on sale right now, so I may have to go get some of those. We'll
all
make
right.
some more.
Well, let me know how it goes.
Okay.
We got one here from Barry Falk. Remember the Falks? They're
yes.
great. They're amazing. We love those guys. Barry. Barry says, hey, Kim and Scott. Random thoughts for Skim emails. Number one, you guys are awesome. So happy you two are doing the show together. Even if it's a little spotty, he's happy we're doing it. Number two, when you do the Patreon after show on TMS, I really enjoy when you go through the titles with Brian. However, you recently took out the audio of you and Brian speaking the titles. I know it's redundant since I hear it when the show starts, but it's kind of neat to hear them again after the show. It's a nice callback to the bits and discussion. Plus, wouldn't you save a bit of editing? Anyway, just a few hundred votes to have it left in. I'm from Chicago. What does that mean? There's a joke there about voting in Chicago, and I don't know what it means. But I love it, and he's great. yeah, so that's a weird, it's an interesting question. I mean, all I'm doing is chunking it out at the back end and putting it in the front end. So it's still in the show. It's just in a different location. I'll have to think about that. Also, he says, number three, he misses me swearing on TMS. Weird, I know. I still swear. I was trying to cut down on the shits.
Why?
Because I say it a lot.
You have no more shits to give.
But every once in a while, a parent will write in and go, oh, I wish I could listen to my your show in the car, but my 5-year-old keeps repeating what you say.
Oh, that's
And I just feel bad when kids are, I don't know, I'm a softy for kids.
Yeah.
So whenever kids are involved, I get weird. That sounds wrong. I shouldn't say it that way. What does that sound I hear?
Oh, people are talking.
Oh. Sounds like a dog fighting. Why? Do you not hear that? Oh. All right.
I don't hear that.
A lot of traffic today.
That's probably what you're hearing.
Okay. And then it says, four, as much as I'm...
There's a lot of parts to this.
You know what? This came... This is from a long time ago. This is in March. He says, as much as it hurt, great call on postponing TMS Vegas. We'll be there when you decide to go back.
Cannot wait.
Yeah. And I... One of the things I look forward to is seeing Barry.
I can't wait till we can go to Vegas. Barry's in a... And travel again.
I would love to go to Vegas. You know what? How good Vegas sounds right now? Doesn't that sound like fun?
And the heat.
Ah, the heat. I love the heat. Okay. Let's see if I've got any more here.
We haven't really done any traveling, though. We've tried to stay really safe, especially with all the kids being able to come over.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't had any 2-week quarantine far away from everyone.
No, it hasn't been too bad. At the very beginning, we were really hardcore for about a month, and then we started to sort of see the kids here and there, and we were careful.
We kind of see them every 2 weeks-ish to make sure that there's no exposure.
Yeah.
But
so far, so good.
I feel like if we went on a trip, we'd have to then come home and completely quarantine for a couple weeks.
You know, Justin's going to go to Tulsa.
Really?
But he couldn't get his
press pass.
He got denied, so he's going anyway, but he's just going to work on the outside.
Interesting.
It is interesting. I'm nervous for him. Here is one that I definitely want to read. This is a brand new one from June 17th, yesterday.
I was like, from next month.
It says, hi, Scott and Kim. With this great pandemic and all the extra free time I'm supposed to have, I've somehow managed to fall behind on all of my favorite podcasts. I recently listened to the last 5 or 6 episodes of Skim, and I was quite surprised to hear my name at the end of episode 42. So as Scott requested, I got my shit together. That's what it says. I'm reading. I just wanted to say hi and that I miss you guys. I feel like we haven't seen each other for years. OMG, it has been years. Facebook recently reminded me of my first trips to Salt Lake City. I went looking into my photo archives and found memories of N10 and then my motorcycle ride in N11 with Jeff Sire. I remember Jeff calling onto the morning stream as we were traveling across the USA. 2011 was also the year of our first Nerd House. Remember that, Nerd House?
Oh, yeah.
A great big bunch of nerds staying under one roof for a couple of days. So many good memories. My last trip to Salt Lake City in the area was in 2017. It's been way too long. I miss seeing all my nerdy friends in person. Too bad the Vegas events didn't work out for my schedule. I am lucky to get updates from you guys via my podcast feed. With this email, I'm just letting you know I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Looking forward to seeing you in what I hope will be the near future. Cheers, Pierre. Remember Pierre?
I remember Pierre.
He's great. Yeah, I was worried he had, just got busy with something else. I didn't know. But we have fond feelings for Pierre and Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Motorcycle buddies.
They rode their motorcycles over together.
Plus, they're both just like big buff dudes that look like they'd kill you, but they won't because they're too nice. You know what I mean? They're like buff, but they're sweet.
They're awesome.
Yeah. So, I love getting that. Thank you for that. That is our emails, babe. We're all
right,
caught up.
Babe.
All right, so...
We're actually caught up. That's amazing.
I know, it is crazy.
That doesn't happen for us very often.
Right now, I want to do a little thing for you here. I want to talk more about these rad earbuds. All right? Because they're great.
All right.
We teamed up with Raycon. Raycon, R-A-Y-C-O-N. They're offering a really good deal right now, which we'll get to in a second. But I really, really like these guys. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to be able to listen to what you're listening to. Not what somebody else is listening to, or not what a neighbor is saying, or not what the guy at the gym is doing, or whatever. I guess gyms are opening again, so you may be at the gym.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you go dropping hundreds of bucks on a pair, you just need to check out these from Raycon. I was so surprised when I put these in. Not only did they fit.
Talk to me.
Well, I know, and I couldn't hear you
at all.
And I didn't have anything playing even. Mm-mm. I said, like, honey, say some words, and all I could hear is my own voice, and you were like, yeah, I couldn't hear anything. And that blew my mind. But also, they're very small. They fit in the air really nicely for me. and they, I usually don't like those with the puffy end.
They also
end.
Have the little adjustment pieces so you can choose
if
what
you
size
have a,
works for you.
Yeah, if you got like a big old ear hole, they got a piece that'll fit. It'll be fine. Anyway, these felt great. They were comfortable the entire time. I did a full treadmill workout with them. I took the dog on multiple walks with them. They just stay in there. They sound great.
Be careful not to get hit by traffic.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing. That's the only thing with sound dampening stuff is you need to, like, you know, be aware of your surroundings. But anyway, they sound really, really great. Everyone needs a great pair of earbuds, and so should you. So we've teamed up with Raycon, and they are offering 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim, S-K-I-M.
That's already a good price.
Yeah, that's already a good price. buyraycon.com/skim. Get 15% off when you go do that. You know, I think unlike some of the other options out there, they're both stylish and discreet. You can barely tell they're in there. Yeah.
For most things.
I like to be able to poke and act like I'm in the government. And go, I'm on the trail now. The chicken has flown the coop, you know? Anyway, they're really, really great. Their newest model, called the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and more compact design. Gives you a nice noise-isolating fit, which is what I'm wearing right now. Not this very minute, but normally. Get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off again by going to buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon, RAYCON.com/skim for 15% off. buyraycon.com/skim.
There you have it.
All right. Thanks for sponsoring the show, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I would highly recommend them. It's not just me reading a read. They actually are very
Maybe
nice.
Maybe we need to get a picture of you with the face you made when you first heard them.
But now like I have that. Purple hair. Do you want to talk about my purple hair?
I use the same color in my hair.
All right. So Kim and I are now a matching set. got to collect them all, right? She suggested, hey, I could do it the same purple as my purple. And then the kids were all, yeah, Dad, you should totally do it, Dad. Maybe, or whatever. Is your sides done? No. You just did the top right now.
I shaved the sides, and now just the top is purple.
Are you going to do it all next time, or what are you going to do?
I don't know. But I also could go blue in yours if you want.
Well, I want to match, so whatever
we
you do.
Match?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like matching. That's more fun than clashing.
We're twinners.
Yeah, we're twinners. Winner, winner, chicken twinners. Anyway. So Kim dyed my hair purple, and here's what's funny. In normal years, I don't think I'd be into this. I think I would be like, I don't know. It makes me look like I'm going through some kind of midlife crisis or something.
It's quarantine hair is what you
Yeah,
say.
It's quarantine hair.
You're like, no one cares. No
I've run out of craps to give. So color my hair. I don't care. What's the point?
I love it.
To fight it. No fighting it. Just let it happen. Carter shaved her head. I dyed my hair.
Hey, try something new while you can.
Yeah. Because there's going to come a day.
While there's still hair
there. While there's
there.
Hair there, right? All my bald friends go bald at like 25. But I still have hair. And I turned 50 last year.
Ugh, don't
I know.
Say it like that.
Why? Because you don't like Fitty?
No.
Like 50 Cent? You know, the rapper.
I know who he is.
Sorry, Kim's eating a cherry while she speaks. That's why that was semi-inaudible.
Look, all this fruit is in season.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fruit. There's a big bowl of cherries here. Big bowl of
Black grapes.
What else you got?
Watermelon.
Oh,
cantaloupe.
Man.
Everything's good right now.
Yeah. Time to get your fruit,
strawberries,
y'all.
Blackberries. Mm.
I could eat. I don't like strawberries very much. They're too sour, and I don't like them. Plus, there's bugs in them, I learned.
Oh, my gosh.
There are. They're bugs.
Bugs in
they
them.
They live inside of the strawberries. They're like a little house for the bugs.
Maybe they're good for your guts.
They're like centipedes and stuff.
There's not centipedes in the strawberries I'm eating. Stop
Look,
it.
I watched a TikTok where a girl put a bowl of strawberries in salt water.
Everything's right on TikTok.
I'm just saying it was video documentation, and you watch these little bugs squiggle out of these strawberries while they were in the salt water. She was purging them. That's gross. Even you don't want to eat that.
Nope.
I think you've just put it out of your mind. So
I try to, and you keep bringing it up every time I eat a strawberry.
There is so much hair on me from that cat. Gosh dang it. Look at this.
You're going to have to roll that shirt.
I mean,
lint roller.
I'm going to get the Rona from the cat. Anyway, so what was my point in all that? What was I telling you that for? Oh, the hair. We got the hair. We got the hair going.
We got the matching hair.
And we don't care anymore. Your mom's going to see this weekend and just like look at me funny. I don't care.
Probably. It's okay.
I don't care.
She won't really care.
She colors her hair.
Exactly.
Yeah. It may not be purple, but she's got her ideas of what's proper for a man and a woman.
Oh, stop it.
Well, you know, she comes from a traditional racist upbringing and...
Oh, my gosh. You need to stop.
Like it's the first time I've ever done that.
True.
All right. Any final words before we end it all? We will be back. We're going to try to get back on the regular schedule and be here every week with at least a half hour of dumb talk from us. Maybe this weekend, Father's Day weekend, we'll get some tape of some of the kids and just...
listen to Van's gibberish.
Yeah.
It's so great.
His gibberish is pretty good. It's nonsense and it makes no sense at all.
But it's awesome.
Yeah. I was redundant. It's nonsense and it makes no sense.
And I feel bad that we haven't done this in a long time, but really, it for everyone, I think it's just been super duper.
It's been weird, right? Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
I don't like it.
Sorry, not sorry.
But we're back at it. So have a great week, everybody.
Yes.
Be good. Send us your emails. Oh, that's the other thing. Send your email, scott@frogpants.com. We want to hear from you. Or you can go to the site and use the form over there at frogpants.com/skim. Because we love your emails. Tell us what you're cooking, what you're making, what you're doing. If you got any questions for us.
I need to make some jambalaya again.
Yes, jambalaya would be good. You're always approved for that. you're permanently approved.
Permanently approved.
Yep. So have a good week. And anything else you want to say?
Keep cooking.
Stay happy.
Stay safe.
The big.
You're
the three S's.
I say?
The triple S's of Kim Soans Johnson. Bye now.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.